Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're having a lively conversation today with Congressman Mike Hill. He is the former representative for District 1 for the state of Florida, and we're delighted to have him with us today. We're discussing some of the serious issues that face America, some of the issues that I believe are being clouded by a purposeful deceit taking place out of Washington that should not surprise us. But I'm looking at an article that says, Biden regime deceit grows day by day. It goes on to say an existential threat posed by tyrannical despots with nuclear weapons, the multi-million person invasion across our non-existent southern border, and the deadly communist Chinese fentanyl that has already killed more than 150,000 Americans. It goes further in the article. With the 222 Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives must allow the Biden paper chase to distract them must not allow the Biden paper chase to distract them from what must be the number one mission, and that is to enhance our national security. And it goes on to talk about the Biden classified documents is worse today than in the last week. We now know that the documents bearing classified markings have been found in multiple locations, and some date back to his tenure as U.S. Senator. Old Joe and his minions initially attempted to dismiss the findings as inadvertent are a mistake. Such claims simply cannot be true any longer. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number, if you want to join in the dialogue and discussion today, is 904-831-0917, 831-0917. Congressman Hill, we're delighted again to say welcome. Thank you for being with us today. But when we look at what is taking place, do you believe that Joe Biden should be removed from office? Simply put, not just with this that's taking place now with the documents, but with all that's swirling around the Biden administration has done more, Tony Perkins said, and I quote, the Biden administration has done more to harm our faith, our family, and our freedom in America than all presidents combined. What is your take on that? What is your position? And I know if we say remove Joe, we've got laughing Kamala. So what is your position, what are your thoughts in relationship to what we see looking down the road with the Biden administration, and how should we pray as Christians about that?
Well, I'll recall, Dr. Youngblood, last year you made the announcement. You said, I am not a prophet, but I believe Joe Biden is going to be removed from office, and then we're going to have to deal with the situation of Kamala Harris becoming president. And at that time, you thought it was going to happen sometime last summer, perhaps July or August. And it didn't happen during that time. So I agree with you, Dr. Youngblood, you're not a prophet. But what I do agree with, your timing is off. They are going to remove Joe Biden from office. He needs to be removed from office for several reasons, not just this border situation, which is enough right there, and not just for the top secret documents that we are seeing. It is because he is no longer able to run the country. It's obvious that he is suffering from dementia. It is completely obvious that he doesn't know what's going on. And the 25th Amendment should be taken into consideration by Congress to remove this person who is incompetent to be our president right now. And then when that happens, now we have the constitutional threat of having Kamala as president because she is not a natural born citizen. So that does not make her eligible to be president. A natural born citizen says that you were born on this soil and so were both of your parents. And so she is not eligible to be president. So now we'll have a constitutional crisis to deal with. But we'll cross that bridge when we get there. But to answer your first question, yes, Biden should be removed from office, not because of all the egregious actions that he has been taking since he's been in office, but because he was installed in office illegally. He
yes.
was not voted by the people to be our president. That was election fraud, that was stealing votes, stealing ballots, and they installed someone who has no business being in the White House right now.
And speaking of that, no business being in the White House, I'm finding that more and more of the battleground states, Arizona, Nevada, Georgia, Pennsylvania, et cetera, more and more of the battleground states are now going, have been going back for the past 2 years and doing ballot recount by hand. And some of the local and statewide candidates have switched the election as to who won and who didn't based on hand recount. They're claiming that in Pennsylvania there was not enough in the recount to switch the or change the election for President Trump there. But the point is, he is an illegal Manchurian candidate, my position on it, that he ought not to be in the office. But one of the things that I'm finding, looking at an article, is Tucker Carlson, Dems are pushing Biden out. Fox News commentator Tucker Carlson, a rock star conservative across America, is pointing out what likely is behind the classified document scandal involving Joe Biden. It is, Carlson said last night, the beginning of the end for Joe Biden. It further states in this article, Joe Biden's own aides kept finding, now this is the important portion, Joe Biden's own aides kept finding stacks of felonies he's left around the place in his office, in his car, instead of throwing the evidence in the fireplace, as under normal circumstances the Democrats would do. They're sending these documents on to the Justice Department. That's not a good sign at all for old Joe. So the point is, and I picked up that point very well, those documents being found, his own attorneys supposedly found them. His own personal aide supposedly found them. Normally, if that had been Hillary, they would have simply put bleach bit on them, whatever that is, to destroy the evidence by artificial intelligence, that is the handheld devices, or just throw everything in the fireplace. So if that is the case, and it appears to be, it seems to be behind the scenes that the Democrats are saying, we've got to remove Joe. Well, for the benefit of our listeners, and I know that you're aware of this, Joe Biden hadn't been running the show to begin with. Joe Biden's been the puppet. Barack Hussein Obama's been carrying out his third term through the hands and arms, the eyes and the mouth of Joe Biden. But with that being said, here's another article. Biden is finished. Here's the deep state's three possible replacements. Now, without reading any of that article, simply put, if they're preparing to remove Joe Biden, and I believe they are, and as you said, and I don't, it's not a matter of look what I said, but I have stated for over a year that I believe that Joe Biden will be removed before or soon after the 2022 election. And we're well after the 2022 election. But the Democrats realize that old Joe cannot stand up to the muster and the fire in the fireplace to run for a 2024 election. They want to clear the way for someone else. Now, that being said, Congressman Hill, what I want to ask you is this. If we know that Nancy Pelosi, but what's her name, Laughing Harris, Kamala Harris, if we know that Kamala is not qualified. Is that going to stop the Democrats from her being president? We know that Barack Hussein Obama was not a natural-born citizen. He was a theft of the office. He was not a legal president, but we tolerated 8 years of it. We have an entire Republican establishment that will not talk about the theft of the election, will not take a stand for truth, and yet they're supposed to be representing we the people, and it's not what we the people want at all. So the point being, and the bottom line question I get to, if they remove Joe, we've got Kamala Harris, we've got a constitutional crisis. Is it possible that they would find an appointment for Kamala Harris? I believe that Joe Biden will fumble around and want to appoint Kamala Harris to a Supreme Court justice position or a major ambassadorship someplace or a position where there can be high pay, and then put Barack Obama, Michelle Obama, or Hillary Clinton in as vice president, and then remove Joe and that person become president that's not elected but an appointed vice president slash president. Is it possible that's what we're seeing take place, just as when Richard Nixon was removed by the CIA? What are your thoughts on that?
It's certainly a possible scenario, Dr. Youngblood. I agree with you that they want Joe Biden out of the way. They don't want Kamala Harris. No one wants Kamala Harris. You might recall when she was running for president and seeking a nomination that she was in last place of a very crowded field and had to drop out. Nobody wants her.
She was in last place out of her own state.
That's right. That's right. So they absolutely want her out of the way. To be able to put someone else as vice president, who they would choose, I'm not sure. But the ones who you brought up would certainly be on the list of candidates to do it. But here's why I think they probably won't remove Joe Biden, even though it looks like they're turning on him right now. It was about a week or so ago. He was in the White House with the Japanese prime minister, and the reporters were yelling out at him about what were his thoughts on the classified documents found in his home. And if you'll recall his response, he just sat there with this little smirk on his face, this little grin, just looking at them, not even responding, as if to say, it doesn't matter. I'm not going anywhere, mm-hmm. Just like it didn't happen to Hillary. And the thing is, he only has to hang around for another year and almost 2 years. And he can do that, just shuffling back and forth between Delaware and the White House as he's doing now. Because as you say, he's not running things. Obama is calling the shots, and even Obama isn't running things. He's taking orders from the Council on Foreign Relations,
yes,
and the World Economic Forum. That's who he's taking his orders from. So this whole thing is Biden is just a figure who is there. He can be removed. I'm not so sure they want to do that simply because it would look bad to have a Democrat to be removed from office like a Republican has. I think they want to perhaps save that face. But if they do remove him, I could see some interesting people showing up on the short list to be the vice president who would then also become president.
Yes. Most of our listeners may or may not be familiar with the fact that in Richard Nixon's case, Nixon had sat face to face with Helm, which was the head of the CIA at the time, and said, "We know that you killed John," speaking of John Kennedy. And as a result of that, the CIA made sure that Richard Nixon was removed. And then Gerald Ford, which was part of the authorship of the Warren Report that covered up the CIA's murder of John Kennedy, was placed then in position to become president. I find it almost following the same playbook, and I don't know how that nexus would play out. But nevertheless, I think we're going to see some pretty rough times during the course of 2023 and 2024. It makes a transition in my mind and a thought. Do you foresee major difficulties financially for the United States of America? And if so, recession, depression, if so, what is the recommendation from a Christian perspective for all that's listening today, for Christians and conservatives? How should we then live? What should Christians do? Congressman Hill, I've had that question asked me probably 1,000 times. I hear what you're saying. I know what we're faced with. I see where we're going. What should we do as Christians? How should we respond?
Well, first of all, Dr. Youngblood, I would say do not fear. Do not be afraid, because when you start making decisions out of fear, you will start making mistakes. You have to remain calm. You have to, first of all, take care of your own family as best you can. That might mean not only having one job, it might mean having a second job. That just might be required, just to take care of your own family. Don't be afraid. Trust God, and instead protect your family as best you can, including protecting your children from these government-run public schools. If there is a way that you can get your children out of those public schools, do it.
Amen.
Dr. Youngblood, I grew up in a military family. My father was enlisted, and I have 8 brothers and sisters. There were 9 of us. Enlisted personnel do not make enough money to take care of a family of that size. So my father would put on his fatigues in the morning. He would go out to the flight line. He was an F-4 avionics crew chief, He would go in, work on the flight line, come home at 4, 4:30, change his clothes, go downtown and work again until 10, 11 o'clock at night. He carried 2 jobs for as long as I knew him when he was in his military career to provide for his family. It can be done. And that's what I'm saying now. We are going to go into some very tough economic times in 2023 and extending into 24 because of the outrageous spending that we saw going on through Congress, the printing of money by the feds, where we're having too many dollars chasing too few goods. That is the definition of inflation, and that's why inflation is so high right now. And by the way, it's much higher than that 7-8%
yes,
that they are talking about. If they use the same measuring technique that they used back in the 80s, we'd be closer to 15% right now.
That's correct.
And, and people who are shopping in the grocery stores know that because they feel it. They see it when they're trying to buy eggs, milk, meat, whatever. Everything has gone up. Even your insurance, your car and homeowner's insurance has been going up like crazy. So we are going to go into some very tough times in 2023 economically. But again, as Christians, we fear not. Don't be afraid. God protects those who belong to him. When you trust in him and do what you have to do to protect your family as you go day by day, waiting on that great day when our Lord will return.
Amen. Well said, and that makes a good transition for my thoughts, Congressman Hill. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with Congressman Mike Hill, former legislator, representative for District 1 in the state of Florida. Congressman, I'm looking at a whole sheaf of documents here. One headline says, 35-year-old middle school teacher collapses in front of the students and suddenly dies. Another headline, Top Heart Doc says COVID vaccines are to blame for the sudden death of all of our young athletes. Another headline, longtime Fox News Channel executive dead at 47. Headline, prominent CNN doctor concedes U.S. has been overcounting COVID-19 deaths. Headline, key scientist sounds alarm, withdraw COVID shots immediately. Headline, sudden tragic death of a vaxxed baby, 6 months old baby, suddenly died from cardiac arrest after taking the COVID vaccination. With that being said, and I've got thousands of articles like that, not hundreds, but thousands of articles, how should we respond as citizens, conservatives, patriots, Christians in America, when this seems to be a continual push to get everybody vaccinated. And with that being said, Congressman, you may or may not be aware of the fact that they have started injecting cattle with the COVID serum for the, quote, COVID vaccination to, quote, protect the cows. But that is not distilled, destroyed, or removed through the cooking of the meat, so it's transmitted to the human body. What are we to do with making determination on how we live, what we eat, and what we buy at the grocery store if we do not know what's been added? Because it appears that the demonic delusion and the push from the UN, from the Biden administration, and from Pfizer and all of the other pharmaceuticals, they're going to force this Pfizer material into the bodies of every human being. There's the dilemma in my question, because I've talked with physicians about this, and the thing that I'm saddened and concerned and frightened about, I've talked with probably 50 doctors with the purposeful interview asking the questions, are you familiar with the people dropping dead with the COVID vaccination? Do you believe there's a nexus, a connection? And none of them know anything about it. They all feign ignorance on it. What are we to think as citizens? What are your thoughts on this? What's your take on this statement?
Dr. Youngblood, is criminal what they did pushing those vaccinations. When we know, I read an article recently that there in the United States is over 300,000 excess deaths that have happened since in the past year or two. These are people who were not expected to die, who have died, over 300,000 that they have counted. And we're seeing more and more each day. You know, some are celebrities, so it gets attention, and others are not. But it's criminal that, first of all, they pushed this vaccine, but then they continue to this day pushing it when they know the damages, the side effects that it has in terms of the myocarditis and the blood clots that are being caused and people dying from them. And as you say, now they're talking about injecting it in cattle. Do cows get COVID-19? And if not, why would you do that? Unless there is a very sinister plot of population control. It's evil and it's criminal, and it's a shame that we are living through these times like this now, of very evil people being in positions of power and are exercising that power on the population. For I know not everyone can do this, Dr. Youngblood, because it's just not available to everyone. But I don't buy meat from the stores, from the supermarkets. I buy it from local farmers that I know these cows are grass-fed, and that's who I buy my meat from. We'll purchase half a cow and have meat for 8 to 9 months. But not everyone can do that. And it's such a precarious situation that we're in. We must pray. We have to pray for God's mercy. We have to pray for his grace, because that's the only thing that's going to get us through these times right now, these evil people who are in positions of power.
Absolutely. Congressman Hill, hold a moment. I believe we have a caller on the line. Lily, go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Youngblood. Greetings to you and Congressman Mike Hill. You started out your monologue this morning on the question, are we being deceived? And the deception, lies and deception featured heavily from the very beginning of humanity, the start of the fall of humanity, the lies and deception, and that's going on. It's going on. Just had your experience with that practitioner, a medical practitioner, where he was totally unaware of what's going on. That is common. A lot of Americans, a lot of our American citizens have been locked tightly into partisan, political partisan boxes, especially in the Democrat Party. People have been locked into the box. And so those people practice, not just ordinary, but professional, especially in the medical, they are totally in the dark, totally unaware of what's going on, totally blind to things that are happening because they're locked in. And the news media is a big part of what's happening to America. Our children today, are just you refer to them quite often, or young people who are with a confused worldview, have gone totally contrary. They are products of the institutions or colleges or universities. This is what is happening. The enemies of America, those who are determined to bring down this country, they are committed to the destruction of this country. They have been allowed to take over the educational system. So our children have been indoctrinated.
Lily, you're exactly right. You're spot on with what you're saying. Our time is elapsing very rapidly. We want to give a moment or two of response from that by Congressman Hill. Congressman, what's your take and response on some of the observations of Lily?
Well, as you said, she is exactly right. She's aware. She has been paying attention, not necessarily to the news that comes on TV, but alternate sources of news, as you and I do, Dr. Youngblood.
Yes.
And so she's getting accurate information of what's going on right now. And that's what we need to do as Christians. Don't get your news from the mainstream media. Get it from alternate sources to where you will get the truth and not the propaganda that they are pushing.
Absolutely. Lily, thank you so much for your call. One final thing. We've got about a minute left, Congressman Hill. I'm thankful for what our governor's doing with the education. The headline says, Governor Ron DeSantis announces unprecedented legislation to empower educators, protect teachers from overreaching school unions, and raise teachers' pay. Got about 45 seconds. Respond to that quickly for us, if you would.
Yes, sir. Governor DeSantis is doing a fantastic job here recently on many different fronts, and tackling our education is one of them. He is making public government schools more palatable for parents to send their children there, even because they can't afford private schools or home schools. And he's doing it by protecting teachers who are going against the leftist union who is trying to control what's happening in our classrooms.
Absolutely. And I'm thankful for that. Congressman Hill, our time is over. Thank you so much for joining us today. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.